there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
This is the worst experience that I've ever had in my lifetime.
In your life.
Around sports.
Mm-hmm.
Magic's, for me, would have been a second. But as I said, Magic's became a redemption story, and he's been inspiring and all that.
He's
and this,
incredible.
The suddenness and the finality of this. Like, even now, whenever it hits me, like, Kobe's gone.
Right.
Like, he's not coming back. He's not sick, and we'll see him here and there. It really hits me still in the stomach like a gut punch, which is what it did when I first heard of it.
Where were you?
Believe it or not, ironically enough, I was in the air.
So you were in the air, so you had no idea until you landed, or once the plane hit the ground?
So I was flying. As you know, I spoke this weekend in South Dakota.
How did that
went
was
well,
fun? Okay.
Went well.
So you did that, so
and
you get
so,
on the plane.
I'm flying to Chicago and then from Chicago here to Miami on Sunday. And for some reason in Chicago, we started getting phone calls and text messages maybe 25 minutes before we landed. Like, it seemed quick, early
But the phone started to pick up, right?
And people were calling me repeatedly, like the same person.
So you were like, what's going on?
Right.
Like, you know, something.
Of course you don't think anything. And I didn't, honestly, I didn't even think that it was something tragic.
Right, but they kept calling you. So you were like, okay.
And then a friend of mine, not involved with the NBA, texts me, OMG. And I shoot back a question mark like, what?
What are you talking about?
Right. What's going on?
Because he doesn't know that you're in the air. So
right.
He has no idea.
And then he says, text, Kobe died. And I'm thinking, there's no way it's Kobe Bryant.
Right. So you're
like, and I can't think of another Kobe's, but I text Kobe Bryant question mark. And then he's like, yeah, helicopter crash, TMZ's report. And
did you doubt TMZ when you first heard it or not?
No, because they've been right about, you know, most of the stuff that they report.
A lot
like
of my friends sent it to me, and they're like, this is fake news. You know, like, this is what they wanted to hear. Like, this is fake news.
There was fake news out there, but it wasn't from TMZ.
It wasn't about, not from TMZ.
And I felt like crying. I didn't. I didn't try not to. I just didn't. But I felt like I could have, like, tears welling up, and I could easily just start
crying. You
could
have, right.
And Kobe and I, you know, it was not like we were bosom buddies. We had a good, solid relationship. We would email sometimes. And whenever I saw him, it was, it was all
pleasant.
Love. Yeah.
Right.
But just the iconic nature of what he had done on the basketball court, you know, it just hit me. And as it hit everybody, you know, everybody pretty much. And this is, you know, Rob, I've talked about it. My wife and my daughters are not sports fans, believe it or not. You
know, I believe that happens a lot.
Yeah, they're not. But even my wife yesterday was glued to the television watching stuff about Kobe. She was into, you know, because he was one of those guys that had transcended sports. And so and we're seeing that obviously all over the place with the people mourning.
Yeah. For me, Chris, I was at a day party in Miami Beach. In Fort Lauderdale, I should say. Fort Lauderdale with some friends. Matter of fact, a friend of yours, too, has covered the NBA for a long time, Shandell Richardson.
Oh, yeah.
So I was hanging. He was like, I got to see Chris or whatever.
Right.
And so we were hanging out with some of his friends and just having drinks and enjoying everything. And then my phone started going off. And the first was from my sister. My older sister, Marianne, sent me the TMZ thing that said what happened. And so I looked at it, and so I showed the other people, and they were like, you think that's real? And I said, the last two big deaths, Michael Jackson and Prince, TMZ reported it first. I said, I just don't know how you report that without knowing for sure.
Right.
You can't report that and be wrong. Otherwise, your business, you're out of business. It's over.
Right.
So I thought it was true from the beginning. But I was taken aback by it. It just was like the whole idea of, you're right, a guy that young, 41, legendary status, the stuff that he had done, you know, in his career, how he had transitioned into his second career. And I just, it really hit me like, same thing, no tears or anything.
Right.
I'm not a crier for the most part. I'm really not. But there was a sadness, just that a young person was taken, you know, in the prime of his life, his young daughter, and then these other people who at first we thought there was five, and then it wound up being nine, whatever. It's just a tragic thing.
And his daughter, like
You know, a 13-year-old, she barely got to live,
right?
You know, and you just hate to see that story and circumstance. So it was a rough day for everybody. Just dealing with it. You know, I always say it, I covered the league since 1987. I could tell you, my one story was, Chris, when I was working for Sports Channel in New York in the old days, and I was debating this guy. We were going over the draft, and it was about Kobe Bryant. And this guy.
What year was it?
This was, what was
when
drafted
he was in the draft? 96.
96. Yeah. This is in the 96.
Okay.
This is
okay.
How long I go back to this. And this guy is ranting and raving and going on about how great this guy is going to be. And I'm like, dude, relax. There's no way this kid who's 17 is what you.
Right.
He was so convinced.
From Philadelphia?
I think he had a background like in high school basketball in that area.
Okay.
So, but he was ranting and raving. And I can never forget how confident he was that this guy was the next it, that he was that, had that makeup. He talked about all the stuff. And Chris, from that day back in 1996 to his career and the whole 20 years in the NBA, that dude was so spot on. It's scary. He was so right about Kobe.
And Jerry West was another one.
Who was right, but he said he was the best guy on the team when they decided to.
Yeah, it's just a tragic day. And, you know, like you said, you remember where you're at. You always remember where you're at. And Kobe Bryant, terrific player. And I think, Rob, one of the things that made it, there are many reasons that it was devastating, but one of the things that made it so devastating for me was that this is a guy, and we talked a little bit about it Friday, who had transitioned from basketball to life after basketball as smoothly and seamlessly and successfully as anyone I've ever seen. And during his career, I had doubts that he would be able to make that transition.
Because he was so into basketball.
Yeah, I was like, what's he? Right. I knew he was intelligent enough. He's very smart. But what in the world is he going to find to fill that void that basketball has filled for him so much?
We've seen so many athletes that we know who struggle with life after basketball.
Right.
And we're not even talking about on Kobe's level, who are just basketball players. And what do we always say? You go from prime time, everybody wants you, and then when you're out the league, you can't even get a dinner reservation.
No question. Let's keep it real. In a lot of places, people like you and me are more famous or recognizable than former professional athletes.
Absolutely.
Who, you know, during their prime would have been, you know, people would have been all over them. And especially like a sport like football or something.
Right. Well, you don't.
Even basketball.
No, I agree. I mean, and that's what happens. You see it. We both see it.
Yep.
Because we talk to people and people struggle.
Yep.
After they stop playing.
Which is understandable because you're so young.
Right.
You're 35, 40 maybe when you're done playing. And, but he had made such a smooth transition.
He found a best-selling
author, Oscar winner for his short film, venture capitalist, media mogul with his media production company. I mean, he already did great things. He did more in those 3.5 years than many athletes or people do in their entire life after retirement from sports. And I think he was going to continue to do tremendous things. It would have been interesting to see. But, yeah, that is one of the things that made it resonate and made it even more devastating to me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is your feeling on what Kobe's legacy is? What do you believe his legacy is?
To me, what he left behind, and obviously with all the other accolades, obviously five championships and all that, but I don't think that that's what it is. For me, it's his desire to win and work hard, Chris. He was the ultimate competitor. Do you know he had that one slip up? And, you know, we talk about it, the one slip up against the Suns in Game 7 where he didn't want to shoot. To be, he was mad because people criticized
him. Pout game.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Right.
And I bet you, and I've always said this prior to his death, that if he could do it all over again, he would take that back. Because that was so not Kobe.
Right.
And what he was about. And that's why I think that's what it is. It's that drive, Chris, that whole energy, passion, outwork the next guy. You saw it. You saw him walk like Michael Jordan, talk like Michael Jordan.
Play like Michael Jordan.
The tongue, the wristband on his elbow. Right. Am I right? I mean, were times when I would hear sound of Kobe and say, that was Michael. like that. So right. So I thought that's the legacy he leaves behind that other people can still look at and say about the competitor in him. And we've lost some of that in this era of basketball.
Right.
Everybody
Kobe
friendly.
Would not have gone along with this.
With what we see now.
Right.
Everybody's friendly. Everybody wants to be buds. All this other stuff. Kobe was trying to beat you.
Right.
Mike tried to beat you.
Not that he didn't have friends in the league, and especially later in his career.
But you know what I'm saying?
But a lot of it, too, was mentoring guys. He mentors Kyrie. Now, obviously, they're close friends.
Right.
But it's
wasn't
a mentorship
like right. It
thing
wasn't
as
like
well.
Like what you have going on now,
right.
Where everybody's buddy buddy. So what about you? Where's your
well,
legacy?
Look, obviously he's one of the top 10-ish players of all time.
Uh-huh.
There's no question about that. And one thing I don't want to overlook when we talk about the basketball is the five championships.
Right.
We say that like it's easy to get. you know, because Jordan had six and five isn't six, and we write that off like, oh, it was he got five, but no. Who knows when the next time we'll see an NBA player be the best or second best player on a team that wins five championships? LeBron is one of the greatest we've ever seen. Some people think the greatest. He's got three in 16 years. Even when he had the stacked team in Miami, he got two in 4 years.
Right.
It's hard to win. Kevin Durant has two. Steph Curry has three.
It ain't that easy.
When is the next time someone will win that many rings? So I don't want to gloss over that. Like that's just, you know, a small part of the story. But I think beyond his greatness on the court, the killer instinct, you got to throw that out. Rob, we talked about it a bit Friday. When you talk to current and former players and the GOAT conversation comes up, and typically the GOAT conversation is LeBron and Michael, almost to a man, Rob, with both of us, and I'm sure they do it with other media people they talk to, it's always, you got to get Kobe in the conversation.
Right. Yep.
Kobe's a part of the discussion. Why don't you have Kobe in that? I mean, that is kind of, and a lot of ex-players have Kobe ahead of LeBron, and the reason is the killer instinct.
Right.
And that came when I look at, you know, the 2000 finals, which you may have covered. I covered it for the New York Times. And game four, Lakers playing Indiana. Kobe's in his fourth season, only averaged 22 points that year. So it was a clear Shaq's the number one, Kobe's a clear number two. And in Kobe got and injured his ankle in game two, only played 8 minutes, scored 2 points, sits out game three completely. Game four, Shaq fouls. It's a nip and tuck game, a one possession game. Shaq fouls out with about 3 minutes left, and Kobe at 21 years old takes over. Hits three buckets, and they win the game. They go up 3-1. The series is essentially over. That, to me, solidify Kobe in the public's eye as the clutch scorer, as the guy who wanted the ball at the end of the game. No matter how many potential game winners he may have missed going forward, that was the first impression. I know you can go back to Utah, him missing the shots,
but that still told me something.
Right, right.
That wasn't a negative to me. I was watching and I was like, this dude, you know,
right.
Shaq's on the team.
Some,
how does the ball not go to Shaq?
Some guts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
felt the same way when I saw Jordan take the shot at North Carolina. Now, he hit it.
Right.
But I was just like a freshman. You got James Worthy,
right,
on the team.
Right.
And you taking a shot? He averaged, I think, 13 points that year. So, you're right. That told us something. Those first impressions showed us they lasted throughout his career and will last throughout, you know, basketball immortality. But I'm with you, Rob, though. I actually believe as time goes on, Kobe's legacy, as great as it was on the court, will go beyond the court. And it may become more about his mental toughness,
yes,
rather than just the physical gifts he displayed on the basketball court. And I say that because, as I mentioned, his transition off the court. Kobe did nothing halfway. Kobe didn't do anything just to get through it. Didn't do anything because I'm a superstar and if I do it, I'll make money. Didn't do anything just to, you know, be mediocre. When he did basketball, it was all basketball.
All the way.
And he was 100% focused on it. When he left, he was like, I'm done. And I don't want to get in your debate conversations about who's the GOAT. I'm fine with LeBron passing me in points. I don't need to be on the shows commentating about today's players. You know, every once in a while he'll do it. He did his details and stuff. But he had moved on to business. Now I'm a businessman. Now I'm a venture capitalist. Now I'm a media mogul. And now I'm a family man. I'm a dad. And he went full bore into those things. And I actually, that's something I think I'll try to apply to my life, is that whatever you do, do it full bore. Do it full bore.
Right.
Don't be mediocre. To me, that is Kobe Bryant's legacy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is.
And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NBA postponed tomorrow night's big matchup between the Lakers and the Clippers at, I think, the appropriately called place now, the house that Kobe built, the Staples Center. And that game has been postponed. And this just came out from Darren Revelle, who we know covers all the business in all of sports. He wrote that ticket prices, he tweeted this, ticket prices have risen for tomorrow's game between the Lakers and the Clippers since Kobe Bryant's passing. StubHub has decided to donate. I'm sorry. Ticket prices have risen five times for tomorrow's Lakers-Clippers game since Kobe Bryant's passing. StubHub has decided to donate all the money it makes from the game to the Kobe and Vanessa Bryant Family Foundation. That may take place, I'm guessing, when they play the game again. The other games that are scheduled for tomorrow night will take place. And my guess, Rob, and this is speculation. I haven't talked to anybody at the league office about it. But I think part of it is that being that both teams are in L.A., it should be an easy game to reschedule. And I think that's a part of it. And we have not heard, and this is, again, pure speculation, we haven't heard from LeBron James. LeBron James, who reportedly had a long conversation with Kobe Saturday night after he passed him.
Right, in Philadelphia.
As the third leading scorer of all time. And then we saw LeBron's four-minute soliloquy about what Kobe Bryant meant to him. He may really be grieving. Chris Paul is not playing tonight. Kyrie Irving, who was also close to Kobe, didn't play Sunday night. So that may have something to do with it as well. And so I think I'm just, again, speculating, but that's maybe why they postponed this game.
I think the league made a mistake from this standpoint. If you're going to postpone any games, it probably should have been on Sunday when we heard the tragic news. And it was early enough to cancel games.
Right.
And we saw Kyrie Irving did not play in the game for the Nets. He was broken up. He went home for personal reasons. And now we're starting to see other players do this. And the other thing, too, Chris, is this would have been the perfect scenario, both teams in L.A. Tuesday to do a blowout tribute for Kobe, while to me it's still fresh and people are still having these emotions. Now we're like delaying it. Is it going to be a week from now? We're going to reopen the wounds a week from now or 10 days from now or whenever that game is. Whereas right now, this is the time where people could still, have these feelings for Kobe and go through their grief or whatever. I just think that I don't know why they would cancel a game. That they played.
Yeah, so. I disagree. I don't know that – I got to be honest. I don't know that people are ready to do just a full-scale celebration and move on just yet. I think people still are saddened, and I think people want to be sad. Like, I think that's part of the grieving process is you don't want to move on too quickly. And I think people want to grieve for, I don't know how long it'll be, a few days, a week. I don't know if I'm fully ready to just celebrate Kobe versus still dealing with the sadness of it. And that may have had something to do with it.
If you weren't canceling or postponing games on Sunday, I don't understand why you would, because that's when it should have been.
Well, the Lakers, of course, didn't play.
You know what?
I think they're part of it is that both of these teams are in LA and one of them is the Lakers, which, of course, he played for. And I'm going to say, too, Rob, just from a competitive standpoint, as you know, as well as anybody, I've been saying it on the show, I'm really looking at this game as a barometer for where the L.A. Lakers are. If they played tomorrow night, I wouldn't get that. I don't care if they would have blown them out by 30. I don't care if they would have lost. It would have been easy to just say, well, one of the teams just wasn't on their game because of the Kobe situation. They were grieving. Now, whenever they play, I think we'll get a full – look at, okay, this is now really about these two teams and which one is better, at least on that given night. So I just think
I don't know if
from a competitive standpoint, we'll get more of a barometer as well.
I'm not so sure. I think if it was on Sunday and they had to play, I would agree with you, like the night of his death. But I don't know about Tuesday. Like there's an old saying my mom always said to me, life is for the living. And you have to, at some point, you just have to go out and do what you do. Do you know what I mean? Even though you've lost somebody, you know that. I remember, Chris, when my mom died, I did First Take that morning. That's me. That's the way I could deal with it. For me, sitting on the sidelines would not have been good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was hanging out with some friends,
not in one of your... the houses of ill repute.
No.
We're going to bring in a teammate of Kobe Bryant's. Knew him well, even dating back to their high school years. Won 2 championships with the Lakers. Was a great player in his own right. Lamar Odom. Lamar, thanks for joining us, man, on what I know is a tough couple days for you.
Yeah, no problem.
How are you, man? I mean, really, you knew Kobe like, you know, very few people on the outside knew him. How has this hit you? How have you handled the grieving process? How are you dealing with this whole thing?
Oh, man. I don't know. I cried this morning like a baby. And, you know, me knowing Kobe, the way I would know him, the way I know him, I know he would want me to stay strong at this time and actually get my ass in the gym and get ready for the big three. Yeah, so I plan to get up on it. And, I got to the gym this morning and was able to get a good workout in, and I plan on getting to the gym tomorrow at 5 a.m. So
you brought up Kobe, you know, and how he would push you and obviously other Lakers. What was he like as a teammate? I mean, was it just you just knew you had to work your tail off? Or this guy was going to lose faith in you, or how? What was it like?
Yeah, if the best player is there an hour or 2 hours early for everything, you know to get your ass in line. and he ruled, I would say, with an iron fist. If you weren't about winning and making a team better, there was no need for you. You would be shunned as a teammate. And, you know, I know nobody really wanted that. So he was either like a ride with me or get rolled over. But it made us better. He held us accountable, as well as Coach Jackson and the organization. I mean, he meant so much to me away from basketball. I've known him since I was about, I would say, 16.
Was that through AAU?
Yeah, and through camp. I first met him at the first annual Players Association camp, where it's a high school basketball camp, kind of like ABCD and Nike camp. At the Players Association camp, the ABCD and Nike camp, it was basically those two camps combined, where you had the nation's best player, and that's where I first was introduced to Kobe Bryant. We had some great talks. You know, even back then, everyone in the camp would come hang out in my room late at night. And this kid from Lower Merion would just sit back and pick the brains of all these inner city, you know, kids. But it's some things that people didn't know about Kobe. He was just extremely intelligent. He had a photographic memory. If he hear a rap song one or two times, he can remember all the verses to it.
Wow.
Lamar, when I think of Kobe Bryant and when people talk about his legacy, I think of him as just like a fierce competitor who always wanted to win. Is that a fair way of looking at him?
Oh, no, not always wanted to win. He knew he was going to win. You know what I mean? I've seen him one season hit 9 game-winning shots. For those that, you know, don't know basketball, if you're a basketball, even a pro basketball player, maybe throughout his career, are lucky enough to hit maybe 2, 3, 4, you know, game-winning shots.
Right.
I'm talking about 9 in one season. The game that he scored 81, we were down 20 points to a Toronto Raptors team that weren't as good as us. And he just, you know, willed us all the way there. When Kobe was on my team, you know, I knew I always had a shot to win the game no matter who I was playing against. His confidence was just like rubbed off on you, actually, if you understood him and if you can get what he was selling, which was greatness. And it's crazy that, you know, I've had a lot of teammates, and some of them missed the ride because they weren't dedicated to, you know, being great. Chris Bashaw, you're familiar with the NBA practice, right?
Like
the
oh yeah,
yeah. you know, how it was broken down. And so, I mean, in the NBA practice, like, let's say if you hit nine shots in an NBA practice, like, you had a great, great day. Okay, I've seen them hit 13, 14 in a row, you know, in wow. practice. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, of course, we're running a triangle, so the opposition knows what's coming, and he hit 13 and 14 in a row. I've seen him 10:30 in the morning just elbow Sasha in the chest right, at the jump ball to start the shooting. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he had no fear.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Lamar
Odom. He had no fear, and it kind of rubbed off on me. I'm going to miss him dearly.
Two-time NBA champion, former teammate of Kobe Bryant's joining the iCouple. Lamar, Rob and I talk about this all the time. You know, people have the GOAT conversation, and typically they don't put Kobe in it for the most part. But most current players and former players that we talk to,
they always
almost to a man, yep. they're like, look, you got to get Kobe in that conversation. Kobe, y'all.
Oh,
Kobe,
I mean, that's only common sense if you know basketball. You know he's one of at least the top three greats. And you know what I'm hoping? I seen something on Zab Judah's Instagram page. I'm hoping they changed the NBA logo to a Kobe Bryant silhouette.
Yeah, I've heard people mentioning that. Actually, somebody that used to work in the NBA, I'm not going to mention the name, but he told me the same thing. It would be interesting.
I had pitched years and years ago.
800,000 signed a petition for it to happen already.
Wow.
So I think that would be the ultimate tribute as far as the NBA is concerned.
Yeah.
For him, and you know, hopefully it'll happen.
All right, Lamar, great stuff, man.
We appreciate it, brother.
Our prayers are with you and your family, and obviously Kobe and his family and all the families that lost loved ones in this accident. Thanks a lot, brother.
All right, bro. Take care.
All right. Peace.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.